Several Republicans in the state Senate are proposing legislation that would remove most provisions of the SAFE Act in upstate New York and Long Island. They include the 5-year recertification requirement for pistol permits, restrictions on the transfer of gun ownership to family members, and the law's definition of an assault weapon. Provisions covering gun ownership by people convicted of violent crimes would remain intact. The entire SAFE Act would remain in place in the 5 boroughs of New York City. State Senator Robert Ort of North Tonawanda is one of the sponsors and says the SAFE Act has done nothing to curb violent crime.
If somebody could show me that the SAFE Act has reduced gun violence, then they might have a case. But they can't show that. In fact, a lot of the gun violence that happens in cities are committed by folks who illegally possess firearms. And that was already a crime.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul disagrees. While saying it would be premature to comment on the bill introduced this week, she defended the SAFE Act, saying it does promote safety.
We are very proud that New York State stood up first and has a very tough law against criminals using guns, people who should not have guns in their possession, people who may have mental illness and not capable of properly exercising the use of a gun, and they were having robust background checks.
Hochul says that time has shown the Cuomo administration is not looking to take guns out of the hands of honest citizens, but simply wants to have smart legislation in place. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.